Gabbard, Obama CIA Director Brennan suppressed intel that Russia had compromising material on Hillary Clinton in 2016. By Nick Gilbertson on July 23, 2025. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard said Wednesday that the bombshell House Intelligence Committee report shows then-CIA Director John Brennan intentionally suppressed intelligence that Russian President Vladimir Putin had compromising material on then-Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and planned to release it after the 2016 election under the expectation she would win. During a press briefing with White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt on Wednesday, Gabbard laid out the findings in the September 2020 House Intelligence Committee Oversight Majority Staff Report, which she declassified earlier in the day. Gabbard said that Putin's aim was not to be preferential to one candidate or another but to undermine faith in the election process. In fact, this report shows Putin held back from leaking compromising material on Hillary Clinton prior to the election, instead planning to release it after the election to weaken what Moscow viewed as an inevitable Clinton presidency, she added. Gabbard told reporters of one of the key findings. In the January 2017 intelligence community assessment that President Obama ordered, John Brennan, who was CIA director at the time, and the intelligence community intentionally suppressed intelligence that showed Putin was saving the most damaging material that he had in his possession about Hillary Clinton until after her potential and likely victory. Per Gabbard, the report indicates the material Putin had included possible criminal acts and high-level emails from the Democratic National Committee detailing evidence of psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and alleged regular tranquilizer use by Clinton. The report goes into great detail about the information that Russia and Putin had on Hillary Clinton, which included possible criminal acts, like secret meetings with multiple named U.S. religious organizations, in which State Department officials offered, in exchange for supporting Secretary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, significant increases in financing from the State Department. They also had documents that showed the patronage of the State Department to State Department employees who would go and support Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. There were high-level DNC emails that detailed evidence of Hillary's psycho-emotional problems, uncontrolled fits of anger, aggression, and cheerfulness, and that then-Secretary Clinton was allegedly on a daily regimen of heavy tranquilizers. Gabbard further said that Brennan and the intelligence community mischaracterized intelligence and relied on dubious, substandard sources to manufacture a contrived false narrative that Putin developed a clear preference for Trump. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk argued Wednesday that if Russia had a preference for a Trump presidency, it would have leaked the Clinton material before the 2016 election to harm her candidacy. If Russia was really all in on supporting Trump and hurting Clinton, it would have leaked this information in October 2016 when her lead in the RCP average slipped to just +1.3, Kirk wrote. Instead, Russia didn't, completely debunking the core assumptions of the Russia hoax. Rather than admit they were wrong, Brennan's CIA buried the info and manufactured a completely alternative reality to undermine the legitimacy of President Trump, he added.